Hey, everybody, how's it going? By the end of the episode today, you're going to understand the valley of despair and how to get through any moment where you can't find the light at the end of the tunnel. You're going to understand what keeps people from executing. And at the end of the day, you're going to have a chance to feature yourself and your business on this show, and we'll tell you how. Stay tuned. Welcome to Antonio Bravada's Business Coaching and Optimization Podcast. And you guessed it, I'm your host, Antonio Bravada, but you can call me Tony. I've spent years helping business owners as individuals grow their businesses and, more importantly, their free cash flow. I am here for you. Your business is the tool that lets you live the life that you want. If you're ready to be an owner and stop being an operator of your business, and if you're ready to increase your sales and profits, while at the same time creating more time and financial freedom for you and your family, this is the place to be. Let's dive into today's episode. All right, let's get going. This week, we are at Mega Success. So if you follow my social media accounts, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, LinkedIn, we will be posting videos, lives of the event. We're there for 7 days. I will be speaking on stage one of the days. I don't have the schedule in front of me yet, but we're going to also do a live podcast sometime this week, which will be a bonus episode, just kind of talking about what's going on at Mega Success. And we're gearing up to have some business owners come on the show and talk about their business. But today, I wanted to cover a few things. Really, how to get to your future sooner, okay? And an understanding what we call the valley of despair. So in order to break through hard times, you have to think about it before it happens. You have to learn how your mind works so that when you see or feel what's happening around you, that valley of despair, when I'll explain what that is, you will recognize it. And you're going to know what exactly to do about it. From there, I want to talk about what keeps people from executing on a daily or weekly basis. Because execution is the key to everything. If you want to know how to get from where you are now to where you want to be, it's execution. And make sure something's wrong with my camera here. Okay. So being able to execute and perform every single day with urgency, not just some days, taking this day off, I'll do this tomorrow. I'm talking performance every single day. That's what a coach helps you do. But if you have that level of performance, you will be able to capture your competitive advantage against your competition. And, you know, again, at the business, we talked about being able to get on the show, feature yourself, talk about your business. We'll explain how to do that. But at the end of the day, any advertising that you can get is going to allow listeners a chance to see what's happening today, and your business might help them. You know, we have a large mix of business owners and people that listen to the show, and whether you own a roofing company, whether you own a health club, whether you're a doctor, a lawyer, whether you're a financial advisor or whatever your business might be, somebody else who's listening might have your problems, you know. And one of the things about business owners is, you know, that feeling of being alone at the top, right? And so with a coach, with myself, you are not alone. You have somebody that we need to know, like a doctor. We have to know everything about your business, your life, so that we can help you develop a strategy and compete on that level. But people who are listening, you know, if you're in a similar business, you're probably experiencing similar things. And this is not about, you know, giving away trade secrets, but we want to know what's going good with your business. We want you to be able to come on and talk about your business, how you got started, and maybe some of the problems or chokeholds that you're facing currently. And then we can talk through some of those. But let's start off with the Valley of Despair. The Valley of Despair is imagine an upside down, imagine a U, where at the top is kind of curled over, right? So imagine a U. And at the very top left, where you start to draw the U, we call that uninformed optimism. And what uninformed optimism is, means that you have no idea what the road ahead is going to be. You're just getting started. And you're optimistic about what it's going to do and the results and what's going to happen. So anytime an advertisement you see, or a friend or a neighbor or a colleague or something comes up to you and says, hey, you have to try this. It's the newest thing on the market, right? And you're completely uninformed. You have no idea, but you're optimistic about, hey, this is going to be the best thing ever. As time goes down the U, okay, we come to the middle of that line. And it's what we call informed pessimism. Informed pessimism means you're now informed a little bit on the process, but it's not really, you're not optimistic about it anymore, right? So it's like, you know, I thought this was going to be great. I started this business and it's not producing me results as fast as I thought it would. I'm spending more money faster than I thought I would. I'm not getting my money back as fast as I thought I would. Can't seem to gain traction, or I made this investment and it's not producing results fast enough. Whatever it happens to be, you're starting to get into yourself now. As time goes, you get into the bottom of the U. And the bottom of the U is what we call the valley of despair. This is the point that you are at your lowest. You are, you're questioning your judgment. You're not happy. You're not fulfilled. Things aren't going well. And it's at this point where one of two things happen. Most people repeat the cycle and go back to uninformed optimism because they have an advertisement, they see a commercial, they get a different idea, a friend, a coworker, somebody comes and says, hey, I see that's not working. You got to try this. It's the best thing ever. It's going to be great for you. And they repeat the cycle. They go back to something that they're uninformed on, but they're optimistic now because someone else is doing something great with it. And they live that cycle. They repeat that cycle their entire career. The people that what we call breakthrough push through the valley of despair. You got to fight. You got to fight through it, right? At the valley, you're not seeing the light at the end of the tunnel right now. But it takes a coach. It takes somebody to push you. It takes somebody to help you get by that. Because, you know, unless you have an immense amount of self-discipline, most people get stuck in that valley. Okay, but if you have a strong enough reason why and you can identify and break certain patterns and habits and then replace them, it's going to push you through to the other side of that U, which is what we're going to call informed optimism, which is now you are well aware how long it's going to take, how much money you have to invest, when the money starts to come back in, all of the problems with the business, and you are aware of it and you're okay with it. You're optimistic that you got it. I know what I'm going to do. I know how long it's going to take, and we're good. Let's go, right? You can see the light at the end of the tunnel and you're aware of the problems, and that pushes you back up and completes the U, which is breakthrough. Okay, and that's how you succeed. And that valley is going to repeat itself over and over and over again. So how do we prepare for that? Well, we prepare for that by thinking ahead, by what we call counting the cost. If I'm going to do something, anything in life, most people jump on board with the benefits, but they don't think of the costs. So if you want to, let's just say, go to the gym and get in shape and have 8% body fat and go through that, what are some of the costs? What do you think some of the costs are? Well, you got to, you know, no sugar. We're going to stop eating sugar. Why? Because that builds fat. You might go on a keto regimen. You might do something along those lines. But what does that mean? That means no cake. That means certain foods like, you know, Taco Bell or something, whatever your habit might be, you're going to have to stop that. And there's costs to that. So if you know you have birthday parties coming up, when I talk about counting the cost, you know what you want to do, you know what you need to do in order to achieve it. But if you don't think about it ahead of time, you show up to a birthday party, someone gives you a piece of cake and you're like, oh, okay, Well, I guess it's only one, right? It's not going to hurt much. And so you eat it. But if you think about that ahead of time, you say, okay, how many birthdays do I have within this particular time frame? Unless you're going to make it a lifelong decision, which, you know, after a while, habit forming will allow it to be that way and you don't really have to do this. But in the beginning stages, you're going to want to think about that. So how many birthday parties do I have coming up? That way you think about it ahead of time. So when you get to the party, you already have it in your head. Nope, I'm going to say no when I'm offered. I know I'm going to be offered and I'm going to say no. And it's okay to say no, right? But let's say you want to smoke. Well, what is the cost of that? Well, what if your friends smoke? What are the people that you hang out with smoke? So you're going to be around it. So what are the costs? Are you going to have enough willpower to say no? Or is it, I guess I have to change my people, you know? I mean, you're going to have to make that decision on your own. But you have to count the costs ahead of time. One of the things that I think is a pretty powerful statement, okay? I heard this the other day. In order for you to get your new life, you have to be willing to give up the life that you have now. That's a pretty heavy statement if you think about it. Because the life that you have now, you got to make sure, one, you're not happy with it, but the life that you have now includes certain people. It includes certain hobbies and tasks and things that you're doing throughout your day. And everybody wants that greener pasture, right? Everybody wants more money or a bigger company or a family or whatever the success on the other side of that table looks like to you. But in order for you to get that new life, you have to be willing to let go of the life that you have now. And that's a pretty heavy statement to think about something along those lines. But anytime you do anything at all, there's going to be costs associated with it. And one of the ways to ensure that you get to your future sooner is to make sure that you've counted the costs ahead of time. Because if you plan for that stuff ahead of time, when it happens in real life, you've already thought about it. You've already been there. You've already planned it out in your head exactly how it should go. And so that's what's going to help you push through and bring that future closer. Now, let's move on to a couple of things. And so business owners are, you know, not business owners, but people in general. What holds a lot of them back is not paying attention to their competition. So here's one of the things. This is why I talk to people about being a business coach. Now, some people have had some bad experience with business coaches because, you know, you pay them a good sum of money and they come in and they give you some good advice, but you're still left alone and executing it yourself and holding yourself accountable, which is, again, the opposite of what I think should happen, which is why I'm more of a, you know, an NFL head coach style business coach, because I believe that people need to be pushed. Now, I had a conversation the other day with a client who owns a gym and he wants to roll out an online, basically a personal training package that you can do at your home, sell it. And, I said, okay, you know, well, for example, how many members do you have, you know, and how many people are on personal training now? And what is that percentage? And it wasn't a very high percentage. And so I said, okay, so now you're going to go focus on this and you're going to try to do this, but what's your competition? Who else out there is doing it? What's going to make your program better than the other ones? You're having a hard time selling personal training in the gym with the current members that are already paying you. And so what are you going to do with that? And when I played sports, one of the things that, you know, obviously I was disciplined enough to hang out with some friends that when we were not at practice, we were still playing and practicing on our own, right? And the thing with personal training, for example, is people go to a gym and some people have good discipline and they can get that stuff done. And it's not even about, you know, maybe you're phenomenal at the gym, but how much better could you be if you had a trainer? Right. And so by delivering personal training online, you're missing one key element, which is where I focus my coaching program on. But that one key element is there's no lack of information. People can go find YouTube or listen to a podcast or find anything online about what to do at home and to work out. What they lack is the self-discipline. What they lack is somebody pushing them over the edge, getting that extra rep in. You know, don't quit 5 minutes early. Let's go 5 minutes longer. And those are things that coaches do. I mean, I can't tell you how many football practices I've been to where, you know, we're supposed to be done at 5 o'clock and we're not done till 6 o'clock because we got stuff to do, or people messed up and we have to do it all over again. I remember one night it was, I think it was Halloween night, and we had football practice because it was, I think, a Thursday or something that particular year. It was a weeknight. And of course we had a big game coming up, and we had to do, I don't remember now off the top of my head, but something like 10 perfect plays in a row. And when I say perfect, I mean perfect. I mean, if anybody was offsides, if the alignment wasn't right, if the route wasn't right, if anything, both offense and defense, it would restart over from zero every time. I mean, what a night. We were there until like 8, 9 o'clock at night, you know, from a 3 p.m. start. And when you're by yourself, you're not going to do that. You're just not. And so coaches are there to push you and make sure that you're at a level of competition ready for you to compete. And business owners lack that. But what they don't do is they don't study their competition. So in sports, every single week we would watch film on our competition and study them. What are they doing right? What are they doing wrong? Where can we gain an advantage? When was the last time you studied your competition? Now, we don't like to study our competition sometimes in the world of business, because competition is somebody who else is running a similar business than I am, and I don't necessarily want to acknowledge all of the good things that they're doing. But unfortunately, you have to, because there's a reason that the athletic teams and people study film on their competition. Why? Because we have to know what they're doing right. We have to know what they're doing wrong. We have to identify ways that we can get an advantage. So I'll ask you again, when was the last time you studied your competition? When was the last time you read a book, a business book on your industry or anything along those lines? Things change. 5 years ago, 10 years ago, business is different now than today. And if you've been 5 years since you've read a good book on business or picked up something, you're operating with old knowledge in a new world. So if you're wondering why your business isn't to the next level, there's multiple reasons, and we've talked about them over the weeks, and we're going to continue to talk about them. But one of the reasons is you're not doing the work as a business owner to study your competition. And I mean, that's simple as that. But it comes down to number one, which is fear. People are fearful. Now, I'm not just talking business owners at this point. I'm talking to anybody. Why do people fail to execute anything? Quit smoking, go to the gym, start a business, grow a business, change a career, get on an airplane, ride a roller coaster, whatever it happens to be. Number one is fear. Your fear of failure, your fear of disappointment, your fear of bruising your ego, your fear of heights, your fear of quitting. And I will say one of the many things that I've noticed patterns talk about patterns over and over and over again from many different people over many different years. People are scared of success because the level of execution, the level of energy, the level of going every single day until you're done, not until 5 o'clock, until you're done. Making sure that you get what you need to get done and just going back to back to back. I'll tell you, if I showed you my calendar, it would probably make you sick. It would bring out the fear to say, I don't want to do that every single day. I don't mind one day or 2 days, but every single day having to perform at that level every day, how exhausting. Imagine the busiest, most productive day that you have had in your life. I'm not talking about the busiest. I'm talking about the most productive, the most money-making, producing, getting you closer to your future day that you've had. And imagine doing that every single day, every day. I mean, wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning and go to the gym. After I get to the gym, I do my 5-minute huddle, making sure I know what I'm going to do that day. Go into the office. I get, I have a, what I call a buffer block, which is going through some emails, catching up on a couple of things that I need to do kind of to start my day. You start your morning meetings off. You might have some appointments back to back to back. You're on phone calls all day long. You're jumping on Zoom here. You're doing a meeting here. You have this meeting there. And you take another buffer block, check some voicemails and some emails. Some other stuff comes up on the business, immediate problems you have to identify. You're creating social media content for tomorrow or the next week. You got to film a podcast. You have to talk to clients. You have to network, and catch up on people and build your relationships. And then you're going to go home, might have dinner with your family, and then, you're going to jump back on some computers, do some studying, do some reading, film your podcast or record or plan, or there's so many different things. And all of a sudden it's like 8, 9 o'clock at night and you're exhausted, but you look down at your daily task list of the blue chip things that have to get done today. And there's one more thing. So you're just going to do it. But when you're doing something that you love to do, you have energy, you have adrenaline. So it's not like going to a job or being in a business that you don't really have a passion for. And all of a sudden you're just kind of find yourself looking at the clock. Like, is it time for me to be done yet? No, because when you love what you do, you're always working. But that is a level of production every single day. That's what separates a Hall of Fame or an NFL person from the rest of the field, or even within the NFL. That's what separates a Tom Brady from, a Kirk Cousins. Not to pick on Kirk Cousins, but they're both NFL starting quarterbacks, but that's to separate the difference. There's differences in the daily implementation of what they do over years. And so aside from fear, people fail to execute, business owners specifically, on complexity. They make the how of their plan. They make the what they're doing every single day so complex, and if you have different departments and different management levels, what you're making too complex is the rule making decisions. I mean, to get something passed, employees got to send it to a manager. The manager's got to get it signed off by the department head. The department head's got to go to the director. The director has got to go to the board of directors. I mean, come on. Larger corporations have implemented all of these different loopholes and channels of getting something, put through, that it just slows stuff down. And when you're getting into planning, you get so complex because you spend so much time figuring out, okay, how do I do this? How do I do this? What do I need to do every single day? And it gets so complicated that it just slows you down. Keep things simple. Just focus on blue chips. That's all you have to do. Okay. Keep your plans simple. Don't overthink it. I mean, I don't know how else to put that. Number three, too many people, business owners, start with how. They start with how they do something. I want to be a millionaire. I want to grow, $100 million business. I want to have a restaurant. I want to have a gym or a health club. I want to have a broker dealer. I want to have a franchise. I mean, I can go on. And they spend so much time focusing on how. I was with another client. This was Wednesday. So Monday. Was it Monday? Might have been last Friday. It was either last Friday or Monday. I can't remember now. But I was talking with a gentleman out of Canada, and he started his business, but he still has a job. And I said, okay, well, what's keeping you from running your business? And he's got to have a certain amount of clients so he can have a certain amount of money to walk away from his job. I said, well, what's your plan for that? He says, well, over the next 7 years, I want to do that. And I said, oh, wait a second. Over the next 7 years, you're planning 7 years from today to start your business, like full time. Is that what you said? And he says, well, yeah, I'm going to say I have to do this and I'm still working and I might retire over there. And I said, what if we can build a strategy and get you to that income level to replace your income. And what if we could do that within the next 12 months? Would you still take 7 years? And he said, well, no. And I said, okay. Well, there's a way to do that. I mean, you're making like 50 grand a year. We can definitely get you a business and develop a strategy. And I will push you on executing every single day, every single week to make sure that you get that done, get those tasks done. And if you get those tasks done, you're gonna have a business. So his response to that, though, was still fearful. I mean, he's fearful of walking away from his job. He wants to start a business, but he's fearful of walking away from it. And he's got the 7-year plan, but 7 years from now, I mean, shoot, I can't even begin to tell you what the economy or the business world or whatever looks like now. And I promise you, whatever you're planning for now is going to need to be optimized in 7 years from now. I mean, I can't even imagine technology 7 years from now. Thinking about, you know, graphics and video games or phones, or, I mean, just the technology that we have today than we didn't have 7 years ago. I mean, it's, you know, you have SpaceX self-landing spaceships that didn't happen 7 years ago. So, you know, there's too much. And so his plan was so complex. He's an analytics guy. I mean, that's really what he does. He's in technology, but he creates and designs analytics, and he's a very left brain individual. And I said, your plan is too complicated. This is not a computer code, right? There's easy ways to do that, but it just starts with execution. And so not only was he fearful of losing his job, his plan was so complex, and he was trying to start with how, because he's a left brain thinker and he doesn't want to do anything wrong. He doesn't want to make a mistake. And so he's doing it on paper, but you know, that's going to kill it all as a whole. So number four, the next thing that will kill anybody's ability to execute and implement a strategy is energy. I mean, if you wake up out of bed and you're dog tired, right? You're just kind of, you hit your snooze maybe one or two times, you roll out of bed, your energy is so down. You're just so low. Are you going to be able to go get a workout in? Are you going to be able to go run around your neighborhood and jog with your dog? Are you going to be able to brighten somebody's day? Not with low energy, you're not. You're going to be Eeyore. Remember Eeyore from Winnie the Pooh? I mean, oh bother, nobody loves me, right? You know, just that attitude is not motivating, not even to yourself, let alone others. And so your energy has to be high. Pop out of bed. It's a new day. Go attack your goal. You're one step closer to being where you want to be. Get up, run, get your heart going, change your breathing exercises, do some of the Tony Robbins priming. I mean, what a wonderful way to start your morning. It's 15 minutes. Think about all of your successes. Think about all of the good times in the past. Think, just pick out two or three wonderful times from anywhere from the day you were born, the earliest memory until today. And find a moment that you're grateful for and just think about it. Just allow yourself to relive it. Be in the moment with it. And then reconnect yourself with your vision. 15 minutes. I'm not talking about hours. 15 minutes. Prime yourself. Get yourself ready. Change your breathing exercises. Get stuff together. Jump on a little trampoline for $50. Buy one on Amazon. One of those little small personal ones. Get your blood flowing. Get your energy up. That high energy is going to get things done. It just is. The next one here. Okay. What people don't focus on, what is it that you want? People say, I want to be successful. Okay. What is that? What is success to you? Success is different to every single person. Is success $100,000 a year? Is success $1 million a year? Is success $10 million a year? Is success having a business that generates or worth $100 million or selling one? Or maybe success is having a family. It has nothing to do with money or your business, but it's, you want to be married and you want to have four kids and you want a dog and you want a family. You know, there's that's success. Some people can't have kids and they have all the money in the world and they literally can't have kids. And they look at someone who has one kid and makes $50,000 a year and they say, man, I wish I could trade you a life. Success is different. What is it that you want? Your version of success is be different than all of the nearly 8 billion people on the planet. Define what. And then why? Why is it important to you? Why do you want it so bad? What is going to make it change now versus however many times you've tried? Why now? And when you have those two things, the how will come together on its own. I promise you that it will. If there's ever been a moment in your time, and I know that there has, so go back and think about one, but there's been something in your life that you wanted so bad that nobody was going to get in your way. You didn't know what or how, you just knew that that was what I wanted and there was no way I wasn't going to get it. And then you did what? You went and figured out a way how. The how will come together when you're clear enough on what and you have a strong enough reason why, your leverage. Okay. The next one, lack of commitment. People want to do something. They're not committed to doing things. That's why I bring back that statement about what I said earlier. If you want, in order for you to get the new life, you have to be willing to give up the one that you have. Lack of commitment says, I want that life, but I don't really want to lose the one that I have. So how do you get them? You want it, you intend to do it, but you're not committed to doing it. There is such a difference in that statement. Committing is like that moment in time where you decided you wanted something and nobody was going to get in your way no matter what. That's commitment. Nobody was going to stop you. In order for you to get where you want to go, in order for you to execute, you have to be fully committed to what's happening. Lack of commitment. And again, I'm just going to repeat it again. To get your new life, you have to be willing to let go of the one that you have now. Okay. I want to talk about the new show here for a second. So, not that it's a new show, same show. I just want to add more value to the listeners and encourage people to come in for coaching so you can get an idea of what it is, why it's important to you. This isn't like a program that you buy and then, you know, you just go off on your own. You as a business owner, you're the player. You're the player. Every player needs a coach. Every player needs a coach because even if you're running $1 million a year business right now, imagine what you could be doing if somebody was pushing you to get that extra rep every day and they were on you by when you didn't execute, when you took a day off, when you're sleeping in late. Imagine that level of execution. You could be making more. And maybe it's not about more, but maybe you're spending too much time at work and you need a coach to bust you in the ass and say, listen, you have to get with your family. You said you wanted to be a good father or a good mother and you're not home. How can you be a good father or a good mother if you're working all the time? You got to get to some practices. You got to get to some school events. You got to go on some date nights. It takes a coach. Okay, but anyways, the premise of the new show is we're going to be bringing on business owners. Okay, to come in and first of all, they get to talk about their business, talk about all the grand things about their business, get a little advertising in, talk about it. Give us some successes. Where'd you start? Why'd you start? How'd you grow it? Talk about it. Because it's going to build your brand. It's going to give you some advertising. It's going to get you out to other people. But what it's going to do is allow other people who are listeners, if they're in the same line of business, to get some ideas by listening to you, some inspiration. You're going to be able to help some people out. And then I'm going to ask you what some of your problems are, what some of your chokeholds are. And we're going to talk about that. I'm not going to talk about trade secrets. I'm just going to talk about problems within the business. And then what I'm going to do is give you things that you can do immediately right then and there to go leave the episode and go run your business. But meanwhile, people get to listen to that, and it's going to help people. So if you want to advertise your business for free to our listeners, come out and talk about yourself and get some of that branding, get some of that recognition. Go ahead and email abravata, B as in boy, R-A-V-A-T-A, at A, M as in Michael, B as in boy, C as in Charlie, O.co. That's my name, abravata at ambco.co. The link will be in the show notes. You can go to antoniobravata.com. You can go to tonybravata.com. You can even call in or send a text message to 616-274-7646. My assistant will take it. We will get you scheduled. We're usually running episodes scheduling about 2 weeks out. Plan on an hour. You know, it might go a little bit more, it might go a little bit less, but depends on how we talk. I mean, you can see this one here. You know, I'm trying to, I could go on all day long, and we try to keep that from doing so, but we'll just see how that goes. But if you want to be on the episode, go ahead and get in, take a look at the show notes, go to the website, give us a shout out, and we'll put you on the episode. We're going to, you know, talk about your business for a little bit. We do want to make sure that you're right for the audience. We'll ask you, you know, just what's your business, what's your website, what's your revenue, how many employees you got, things like that. So we can have a little bit of information ahead of time, and then we'll go from there. So we are doing a 5-day challenge coming up on November 28th. The challenge is to master your business in 5 days. Each day we're going to cover a new topic. It's going to be 1 hour. For you as the listeners, if you can't seem to find the link, because that advertising is going to go out later this week or early next week, we're going to give you a 30-minute call to get your numbers ready for the challenge. Okay, number one. So the 5-day challenge to master your business, at the end of 5 days, you'll have a bunch of stuff that you can take to your business to get going. But I want to make sure that you have some of your numbers, have some of your things in order. So give us a call, go to the website, call or text into 616-274-7646. We'll give you some of the information needed to start the challenge ahead of time, so you're prepared and ready for it, and give you some of the information, some questions to kind of get you a jump start. Again, that's November 28th. So make sure you jump on this quick. And that will be for our listeners here. And in addition to that, we are going to give you a copy of my new children's book, Jump to the Stars. It's for your kids, okay? It's a motivational book. It's about dreaming big and thinking big. I believe that our kids are the future, and what a prime time to plant a seed and watch it grow. So go ahead and get the book. Holidays are coming up, and we'll get a copy of that. So go ahead and, again, email abravata@ambco.co. It'll be in the show notes, or go ahead and call or text 616-274-7646. We'll get you set up for the 5-day challenge. We'll go over your numbers and some of the things to jumpstart you for that challenge and get you signed up for it. And we'll get your address so we can send out the Jump to the Stars books. That way you'll have it by Christmas. All right, guys, thank you very much. And we'll talk to you next week live from California for Mega Success. Thank you so much for listening to today's show. I hope that you learned a lot and that you feel motivated to start implementing everything that you've learned here. You know I love results, and I know that you're going to have amazing ones. If you like what you're hearing and you want to leave a review, that would be awesome. Please make sure that you subscribe so that you don't miss out on any of the new episodes. And shoot me a DM on Instagram at Antonio M. Bravada. I would love to hear your biggest takeaways. And remember, if you change your thinking, you'll change your actions. If you change your actions, you'll change your reality.